In August, in Europe, everything gets put on hold, everything but vacation, that is. 4 weeks of paid leave is the European standard. Cities empty out as vacationers flock to the beach in the countryside. It's tradition and it's the law, but it's also a practice under pressure. NPR's Emily Harris reports from Berlin.
By the bank of the River Spree in Berlin, Renata Busch is getting a ticket for a boat ride. She's spending just a few days of her time off here.
Ja, ich glaube doch, wir haben doch schon ganz schönen Urlaub.
We have quite a lot of holidays, she says. 30 days. Why shouldn't we? We work and we have the right to take a vacation. Indeed, the month-long minimum European vacation is enshrined in a European Union labor rulebook. Although in practice it doesn't cover everyone, the EU Working Time Directive also makes clear vacation can't be replaced by pay, making relaxation here almost mandatory. Mike Fichter is a professor of labor and economics at Berlin's Free University. He says social justice, in the form of time off, is an important part of the European economy.
These are highly skilled employees. They're highly motivated. And if they are that, then they will produce a higher level of productivity. But they also have to have time off from work.
In Paris, Claudine Serre is hurrying to take that time. Speaking on her cell phone as she gets things together to leave town for 2 weeks by the sea, the executive director of the French-American Chamber of Commerce says the August exodus actually has little impact on businesses. That's because they know it's coming, like Christmas time, she says, in the United States.
So this is the same in France, except it's a bit longer. It's much longer.
5 to 7 weeks is mandatory time off in France, she says. But Sarah says Europeans are too protected, too lucky, she says.
Asian people work much harder than we do. Americans, of course, work much harder than we do. So we will have to compete with these two groups, which in the next 10, 20 years will be the two superpower of the planet.
Reviews of labor protections are already underway in Europe. The French Parliament, for example, recently approved pushing the retirement age of public sector workers higher, although the opposition plans a challenge. By the River Spree in Berlin, university student Michael Roche thinks those kinds of changes are a good idea.
Definitely.
Yeah. Definitely. The economic situation right now shows we have far too much holiday and too short a work week, 35 or 40 hours average and 30 days of vacation. This is luxury. No one can afford it. It just doesn't work.
Sure, he says, he'd love a 30-hour week and 50 days of vacation, but he just doesn't think that's realistic for the economy. Emily Harris, NPR News, Berlin.